Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 20 and a calm wind. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. And in the news, Monday, we reported on the passage of two bills in Congress which were aimed at averting a national strike by workers who are demanding sick day coverage in their contract with owners of the national railway system. Rail union leaders and carriers agreed to a tentative deal in September that included pay raises for members, but many union workers voted against the deal, in part because they have been pushing for paid sick days, which they currently do not receive. To present an expanded view from the perspective of the workers, we go to an analysis of the situation from Democracy Now! Anchor Amy Goodman, reporting on Monday's newscast.
President Biden Friday signed into law a bill prohibiting a rail strike, imposing a deal rejected by over half of unionized rail workers over its lack of paid sick leave. At the signing, Biden acknowledged the issues with the bill.
And look, I know this bill doesn't have paid sick leave that these rail workers and, frankly, every worker in America deserves. But that fight isn't over.
Labor activists have condemned President Biden and Democratic Party leaders for failing to secure paid time off for workers who become ill. Pressure is now building on Biden to issue an executive order requiring paid sick days. Railroad Workers United said in a statement the U.S. rail system should come under public ownership and freight workers should consider supporting leaders outside the existing two-party system. The General Secretary of the RWU said, quote, this 1-2 punch from the two political parties is despicable.
The House voted 290 to 137 with 79 Republicans joining 211 Democrats to pass the legislation which approves new contracts providing railroad workers with 24% pay increases over 5 years from 2020 through 2024, immediate payouts averaging $11,000 upon ratification and an extra paid day off. Representative Mark Pocan was the lone Wisconsin Democrat to vote against the bill. Representatives Gwen Moore and Ron Kind voted in favor of the agreement. Pocan indicated he worried Congress shutting down a possible strike would set a dangerous precedent. My position is the government should not be interfering in union negotiations and contracts. It's a very slippery slope, Pocan said in a statement on Tuesdays. Workers deserve the ability to use everything in their means to get benefits like paid sick time. Representative Glenn Grothman was the only Wisconsin Republican to vote yes on the bill. Representatives Scott Fitzgerald, Mike Gallagher, Brian Steele, and Tom Tiffany all voted no. Both Wisconsin Senators Democrat Tammy Baldwin and newly reelected Republican Ron Johnson both voted for the Senate version of the bill. President Joe Biden signed the legislation on Friday. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow this developing story and report back when more news comes into us. The Viroqua Police Commission will reconvene on Wednesday at 3 p.m. to continue their hearing on charges against current Chief Rick Neidfeld. Neidfeld is facing 5 charges issued against him by Viroqua Mayor Justin Running. The first phase of the hearing took place last Wednesday. Of the charges, the mayor accused the chief of communicating with the public without former Mayor Karen Mitchell's authorization and lying to a citizen about the number of public meetings regarding the department's Thin Blue Line logo. The mayor was also accused of not following up on a sexual harassment filing and labeling an officer as under investigation in a database, which was inaccurate, that according to a report from the Vernon County Times. Neidfeld faces dismissal. If the charges are upheld by the commission, Neidfeld has been on paid leave since his suspension in early November. The Nearly Noon News will report the results of Wednesday's hearing on our Thursday broadcast. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.